Blackstone Audiobooks presents Chickamauga by James Reasoner. Chapter 1. As a boy growing up in Culpeper County, Virginia, Corey Brannan had always been fond of the color blue. After all, it was the color of the sky, and he had spent many a long hour lying on his back, a blade of grass clenched in his teeth, while staring up at the sky and dreaming of all the places he would go and all the great things he would do. There were the Blue Ridge Mountains, too, rising in the distance to the west of the Brannan farm, their forested slopes, calling out to Corey to see what was on the other side of them. No, Corey never realized that he hated that particular color until he found himself living in the conquered city of Vicksburg, Mississippi, a city now full of Yankees in their dark blue federal uniforms. It didn't matter to Corey that the Zouaves and some of the other Union units wore more colorful outfits. When he looked at the Yankees, he saw blue, and he hated it to the very depths of his soul. Their boots thudding against the cobblestones, a company of Union soldiers marched past in the street outside the house where Corey and his newlywed wife, Lucille, lived along with Lucille's aunt and uncle, Charles and Mildred Thompson, and their friends, Alan Carter and Carter's son Fred. Only the day before, July 3, 1863, the commander of the Confederate forces at Vicksburg, General John C. Pemberton,